I have to keep thinking about that because it's clear to me as I sit here when I watch you, but back in Atlanta then, if they hear it, they won't have the benefits, you know. Then when you had the pump here, what did you catch the water in?
Well, you pumped the water, it had a pitcher on it, and they call it a pitcher. It was a thing, and it had a little thing come out on it, something kind of like that. And you got that long handle on it, and you just pump. Sometimes you had to pump a long time for it prime. When it get prime, then that water come out, and you set your bucket under there and catch the water, the water bucket.
And what was the water bucket made out of?
Made out of zinc.
Was it the same kind of pail you use for milk?
No, you use a milk bucket, a tin bucket for milk. And this was a zinc. Well, you could eat milk out in them pails, but we always had a tin bucket, a milk bucket, tin. Mm-hmm. Made out of tin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bucket that you, did you save the things that you didn't eat at the table and take to the hogs?
Well, we eat that to the dogs. Yeah, we made slop, sure did. Mm-hmm. Had a can around there sometime by the window. You pour all that bread and stuff in there, and you wash dishes, and you pour that water in there. And then when you get a lot in there, then you carry that slop out there and give it to the hogs.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was a bigger pail than a water pail?
Oh yeah, that'll be a can you got out there, something like a lard can, what you hold the slop in. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What did you ever cook on the fireplace, or did you always have a stove?
Oh, I cooked on the fireplace sometime when I had the stove.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell me what you used to use to cook with?
Pots, we had iron pots and iron skillets.
Did the skillets have legs on them?
Some of them had legs on them. Mm-hmm. Them the fire skillets had legs, little old legs about like that on them. And I had a lid go on top of them. And you rake some fire out and put under the bottom of that skillet. And then you put that lid on top and put some fire on top of that lid and to brown your bread like it cooked in the stove.
Sure.
How, a skillet with legs, the legs would be about 2 inches. And then how high would the skillet be, like that?
The skillet?
Yes.
Part? Well, it would be, something about like that, about that deep.
2-3 inches. Mm-hmm. And then a lid on top of that.
Yeah, iron lid.
Did you ever hear that called a spider?
Spider?
Yes. Anybody ever call that a spider?
Yeah, I have heard them called a spider.
What?
That skillet.
Well, I didn't never hear them. We always caught
the skillet in the lid. But they call it a spider, some of them did. Mm-hmm. And some of them mostly call them for sit on the stove, them flat ones. They call them spiders.
Mm-hmm. But not around here too much, is that right?
And that's right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Not around here too much, but I have heard them call them spiders.
They never call them ovens. They're always skillets. Did you ever use anything to fool a hen? Put something in the nest to fool a hen?
Like artificial
break up from setting. Break up from setting. Yeah, we used to I'd fasten my hens up to keep them from setting.
But I have fooled them up, you know, if I get to on the nest day. I bought a nest egg. She wanted to use the last egg and wouldn't be with one hen laying.
Oh, you talking about fool up there to lay?
That's what they're talking about. Oh. Yeah, I had a nest egg.
What was it made out of?
Well, this hen was made out of something other kind of like chalk, you know, like earthenware.
Nice.
It would drop, it would break all right. Mm-hmm. But I had one made just like this.
Something like shiny one.
Hmm.
Shiny ware.
No, it wasn't said like Chinese, something other like, you know, these heavy plates you used to get made out of something other like that, because you could drop it on the ground and it wouldn't break.